And we're joined here with assistant coach Landon Frank. This is a great effort tonight by Scott City. It wasn't going to be easy. This is a much different Blue Jay team than what you've seen in years past. And I know they ran a lot of plays in the first quarter, but your team stuck to the game plan, and the big plays really were a big factor for tonight's ball game.
You know, we had played this coach back in 2012 when we played Beloit, so we kind of knew how to set a defense up to handle the type of offense that they're running, and I think we did fairly well.
Absolutely, and I think to hold Seabolt, an All-State caliber back, at 33 carries and 92 yards, and you hold him out of the end zone. It was Pickle who ended up with the touchdown run for Cimarron. You have to be pretty happy about that effort and, you know, making Cimarron punt more than they're really comfortable doing.
Yeah, you know, when they were at Beloit, they never punted the ball. You know, but holding them there on those third downs like that and making it fourth and long, they about had to.
He had one interception coming into tonight combined to the season. That was, of course, Marshall Froh's pick six at Hayes. But you get four of them tonight. Jarrett Juergens, what a game he had tonight. Two rushing touchdowns, that 76-yarder to get you guys on the board. Two picks for him in about his back-to-back possessions there. And then, of course, he had a 25-yard run there in the second quarter to get you guys up two scores.
You know, it's really not that surprising. If you watch Jarrett Juergens' feet, he's got extremely good feet, and he's always around where the ball's at. So it doesn't surprise me much.
Unusual for our line maybe to be a little bit undersized. Cimarron has some big kids up front, and I thought they did a great job of handling their own and holding their own ground tonight.
Yeah, they did. Actually, Cimarron's line was better than I thought they were. Mm-hmm. I thought that we would penetrate a little bit more, but you know, we did a good job, maybe not as quite as good a job as I thought we were going to do.
But it's a win in the end, and that's a big thing, and you guys get the victory here. And, you know, it's hard to say. I'd say probably the quietest yards tonight go to Wyatt Hayes. He ended up getting over a century mark in the fourth quarter, got a couple of touchdown runs. But, you know, he was kind of your grinded him back, and you could tell that Cimarron, that was key number one to shut down Hayes. And after a while there, Hayes got going there, and especially that big touchdown run to put Scott City back up three scores.
Yeah, you know, I think last year Wyatt was our key on offense as far as running the ball, and guys have picked up on that. So they shut us down early on that. We started going to the pass, scored a touchdown on that one pass. So we spread it out a little bit, and it opened that middle back up for Wyatt to make some traps and run it down the field.
You get to 3-0 here, and an amazing stat for you guys. It's the 12th time in the last 14 years Scott City has started out 3-0. That's pretty amazing in its own right. But you turn around, it's week four next Friday night, and it's homecoming, a little bit of distraction. Of course, it's for coaches, it's tough to have homecoming, but it's also good and fun at the same time. But Hugoton comes to town. They're going to be 1-2, but they gave Colby a good fight there. Missed two-point conversion late was the difference in that game.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody in our league this year is pretty competitive. I think things have changed a little bit in the past where we just kind of ran through people. But the way it looks this year is everybody's going to be competitive. So,
well, that makes it fun. Maybe a little stressful for the coaches, but fun competition overall.
I think it absolutely makes it a lot funner game, you know, when you're playing better competition. Gets you ready for the postseason, too. Just a whole lot better deal.
Once again, it is assistant coach Landon Frank joining us here post-game. Beavers win it here tonight over Cimarron 34-6. Coach, congratulations, 3-0, and back home next week, and have a good weekend.
All right, thank you.